Thank you so much for being here. This is the second installment of the podcast hosted by GrowMark and AgriLiant. You're joined here today by Tobias, member and student recruiting manager at GrowMark. And Clayton, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Clayton Muckabeller. I am the campus recruiting lead for AgriLiant Genetics. So super excited to be back with you. And we have two fantastic guests today that are going to be talking about communicating in a virtual world. So we're joined by Chris Grogan and Tracy Egger. Tracy, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself real quick and we'll pass it over to Chris?
Thanks, Clayton. Tracy Egger, I am the leadership training specialist with AgriLiant Genetics. I've been with the company for about 2 years and really enjoy working with our people managers within the company to help them make an impact in the way that they lead and the way that they can effectively communicate with their teams throughout the organization. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, and this is Chris here. So I am GrowMark's Publications and Media Relations Manager. We love long titles at GrowMark, but basically what that is I focus on media relations, so dealing with reporters and how do we get our message out to specifically ag media, some general media, but really get positive messages out about our people, our organization, how we're really helping agriculture and working within the agribusiness industry. And then I also lead our company magazine and some other publications that we do. So it's a variety of video, writing, podcasting like we're doing right now. And that's so critical. And I'm glad we're talking about this, especially in this very virtual and hybrid age. So very happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris and Tracy, for those introductions. We've got a lot of great questions here for you today, so we'll just jump right into them. So you mentioned, Chris, you know, this day and age of the virtual world and the COVID-19 pandemic. Can we just start by telling us a little bit about how COVID-19 has impacted your roles and your companies?
So much like everybody else, GrowMark had to adjust within a matter of days. And so myself and a few others on our corporate communications team are actually involved in what we call our business continuity planning. And so we had always planned for if something were to knock us out for a few days, whether it was a tornado or a fire in our corporate headquarters, but not something that would last for weeks and then months. So we had a plan in place. We had to adjust that like everybody else, whether you're an organization, you're a person, just changing so quickly this year. And I think that's really the motto for 2020 is adaptation. And I think for us, it was really how do we get our message out there to not only our employees who are almost all remote, but also our customers. And so we really said, all right, let's figure out how we can tell the stories of what our people are doing to continue serving our customers and doing that with a commitment to health policies to keep everybody safe, whether it's team members or customers, because that's really what's paramount through all of this is keeping everybody safe. And for us, GrowMark, keeping that supply chain running because, you know, it may sound cliche, but what we do in agriculture and energy is so critical because that's part of our mission. It's really what we call feeding and fueling the world. So, you know, it really was a quick adjustment, but in light of everything, I think our organization, and I think almost every organization out there would say, you know, that they feel pretty good now about working remotely. And for us, you know, it sparked a little more innovation in that, yeah, we can do things remotely. You know, we're recording this podcast via Teams, which is similar to like a Zoom or some of the other products out there. And so I think the positive aspects of this year, and then I'll stop talking because I'm kind of going on. But it's really just about, you know, there is innovation out there. And sometimes it takes a major change to really spark and get some of that innovation rolling down the road even quicker.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Tracy, can you tell us how COVID-19 has impacted your role and your company?
Absolutely. Very similar to Chris's reply. It was a lot about learning how to become flexible pretty quickly. As a part of our professional development team at AgriLiant, we definitely had to really figure out how to be the change, or we weren't going to be able to keep moving forward in what it is that we were doing and providing learning opportunities for employees of the organization, as well as helping our farmers grow. And so whereas I was used to traveling weekly to train employees or to work with different teams across the country, I have been grounded since March, and I've learned how to train through a virtual electronic method, and been doing a lot of videos and a lot of podcasts and just a lot of different kinds of training that I was not used to. And so, like you've heard previously, I think there's a lot of good that has come out of this, because I feel like my skill set has increased just because I'm getting myself out of my comfort zone and doing things with technology that I would have never chosen to do had I not been forced to need to change in the way that I relay information. And in March, you know, if you recall that time of year, you know, we're in the fields with planting, and I think several facets of our organization really didn't change a whole lot because they still had the need to move supply and to move seed throughout the countryside. So I think it's an interesting paradigm as we work with farmers and we work with growers throughout the country who still need that interaction, but yet learning how to interact with farmers maybe in just a little bit of a different kind of way, so that they know that they're still getting the service and commitment that they've always had in face-to-face interaction.
That's fantastic. So you both really hit on this. It seems like there's an increase in communication now. And I don't know about you, I feel like I'm in more meetings more often. And COVID's really allowed us to connect better. So you both mentioned how you've adapted kind of to those new communication styles. Do you feel that COVID's made you a better communicator? And if so, how has it really done that? Tracy, do you have some initial thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We are having to meet more frequently because, you know, we don't have those unorganized bump-in sessions, you know, that we would have if we were in the office drinking a cup of coffee, moving into your cubicle just to talk about an idea, you know, jumping into a conference room with a couple of team members just to throw around some ideas and brainstorm. So what we're having to do now is to be more intentional in the kind of communication that we're having. And yes, communicating more frequently is definitely a part of that. I think we're communicating in a variety of ways. And most importantly, I think for students to understand too, is that you've got to meet people where they are. And so, like Chris alluded to, if you're used to using a particular platform and the company that you're working with may be on a different kind of platform, you know, show some flexibility and adjust and know that it's part of the learning curve. And so I think that's something that's really important. And then I think just overall, learning how to communicate more concisely, learning how to communicate more clearly, and to be able to share a vision through an electronic mode or a virtual mode or a telephone without having to be face-to-face. I think that's all going to make us much more polished communicators at the end of this pandemic.
Yeah, I would echo Tracy's comments there. And I think that's the balance that companies and organizations are trying to figure out, is how do you keep that creativity when you're not bumping into your coworkers, your teammates in the office there. And so, you know, for us as a communications team, it's involved getting together outside of the office, like outside when, you know, the weather's been nice over the summer. In the fall, we'd go to like a park and have like a lunch and just try and, you know, talk there to recapture some of that personal communication that was missing. And so, you know, when that's not feasible, you know, personally, I did not love Teams before all this started. I felt like, you know, it's just not something that really benefited me. It's like, oh, the chat would kind of clutter up the screen when you're trying to do something. But now I find it invaluable. And I actually really like Teams, Zoom, whatever you're using. I really enjoy doing meetings through this because I feel like it's much more efficient, where you can just get down to the point rather than meeting in a conference room and everybody's got to kind of get settled and chit chat. And so for me, you know, somebody who likes to kind of stay on focus on topic, I've actually really come to enjoy the team's atmosphere. And I think going forward, I think, you know, most organizations, at least through the next 6 months and probably beyond, are going to be in a hybrid, because they've realized that people can work from almost anywhere. And so I think that's going to be kind of the balance and the challenge is how do you continue to get those interpersonal connections and the that spark of creativity that Tracy mentioned, while also being able to work remotely and be safe if there is, you know, continuing health concerns. So it, you know, it's a balance, but it's all about, like Tracy said, meeting people where they're at. And that's primarily online, whether it's through writing or verbally and in person through these online meetings.
Thank you. And I think you both made some great points when it comes to being concise in your communication because of us having to meet people where they are in the virtual world, whether that be chat or having a few just quick minutes to meet with someone virtually when maybe you couldn't do that when you were in the office before. And so for students in particular, they're maybe doing a lot of these video conferencing with virtual career fairs or virtual networking nights with employers or just their classes in general. And they're also using the chat features in Zoom or Teams or however they're going about their virtual day. Do you guys have any tips and tricks for students whenever you're talking about, let's just keep it to written communication in those features and being concise with your communication?
Yeah, so I think for the written communication, it's the basics. So make sure that in a professional setting that you're not only being compelling and concise, because everybody's just getting bombarded with like emails, whether it's from like companies who are trying to get your business or, you know, internally messages from within your own organization. There's just a ton of messaging out there right now. It's just the nature of the beast. So really cutting through the clutter by being compelling, but also concise, because, you know, time is money, the old adage there. And that couldn't be more true than right now. And then with the verbal communication, you know, I go back to, I was in broadcasting and TV news for many years before I joined Growmark 2 years ago. And I go back to what, you know, when I was in management and news, I would hammer home with the younger reporters I had and say, you're talking to one person. You may have a large audience, but you have to really make sure your message is resonating with each individual. And so it's really talking to one person and making sure that you're customizing your message for that one person. So if you're talking to an organization where you're interested in working, know the background of that organization or the person, so you can really tailor that message. And so it's all about personalization and just making sure you're up to speed on what you're looking to get out of that conversation or that communication.
I think I'd follow up and echo exactly what you said, but reminding students that, you know, you can still be in front of your audience, and maybe it's just the one person representing a company or an organization, but if you have the opportunity to be able to connect so that you can actually still see each other, you know, on a Teams platform or on a Zoom platform, you know, 55% of how we communicate is by looking at each other. And so that's a really good way to still be able to navigate through a virtual environment that we're in. And I think going off of very much of what you said, the verbal and the written piece, you've got to remember that the richness and the scope of what it is that you're trying to communicate is still incredibly important. And so when you're having those individual conversations, whether it be in a written format or a verbal format, be sure that you convey your thoughts and that you have your mission or your vision for how you want this conversation to move forward, really memorized and ready to go for when you begin that interaction. And I think that's something that's really important, and it's different. You know, a lot of students may really relish this opportunity of not having to meet company representatives face to face. You know, we all interact very differently and have very different kinds of behaviors that affect how we're able to succeed in different kinds of environments. So I would say seize the moment and use this opportunity in this environment of this virtual world that we're living in to really be able to, you know, stand out verbally and stand out in written form and really show that you are a polished young professional waiting to move into that internship or full-time role.
Yeah, you both hit on some very excellent points. And Tracy, I want to call out one of those stats that you pulled out. 55% of the way that you communicate is through body language. I think that is huge, and that really leads us to our next couple of questions here. But that is one thing that I've really noticed that stands out to me as a recruiter. And Kayla, I'm sure that this you and your team have noticed this too, but the students that show that they're excited to be a part of this, they have that facial body language. You can kind of see their hands moving. You can hear the inflection in their voice. That is so, so crucial in having a genuine conversation. And so that going on to the next question, you know, how can students use this communication to their advantage going forward? And how can they really make that personal connection since they're not there in person?
I can start out on this one, and I think it's very similar to just a regular interview. I don't think you should look at it any differently than you would meeting with somebody, you know, at a coffee shop or in a true formal interview situation. You're always going to start out with some of those thoughts and feelings, you know, of introducing yourself in a way and connecting with those people that you're interviewing with. And that is still critically important. As Clayton just mentioned, you know, having some excitement, showing them that you're truly motivated to continue to succeed, even though our environment around us has changed. You need to be the model, and you need to have the attitude and to be the change yourself to show that encouragement. You never know, the person representing that company or organization, you know, may be in a really down part of what they're doing that day. I know you guys travel to so many different colleges and you talk to so many different students. And so by getting one or two or 10 or 20 students who are completely excited to talk to you virtually, to meet with you through a Zoom platform or a Teams platform, that's really going to make a difference. And so I just want to reiterate that you should not really look at this as in any other way than you would a traditional interview kind of setting. You're going to ask questions, you're going to listen and acknowledge, and really have that scope of what it is or what kind of internship or full-time position that you're interviewing for, so that you can answer those questions just like you would in a regular setting. And I think, you know, using some of that voice inflection is very important. Using the proper verbiage, the volume of your voice, your facial your body language and how your facial interactions look, those are important things. And if you're not aware of how you convey yourself, you know, you might want to video yourself before the interview or take a look at yourself in a mirror before, just to see what kinds of body language that you're using and what kinds of facial expressions that you're giving. I had a professor tell me one time that he knew exactly what I was thinking and what I wanted to say before I even opened my mouth. And so I know that my nonverbal cues are definitely very strong in a lot of times. And so I have to be very aware of that and careful. And I would just encourage students to do the same thing. Chris, what do you have to add to that one?
Yeah, Tracy, I mean, I couldn't agree with more with everything you were saying. And, you know, what I would echo that it's all about, you know, it's not normal to sit in front of a computer screen and try and get your message across, whether you're selling yourself for a job or sales or whatever else. It's just, it's not natural. You're used to being across from somebody, whether it's, you know, somebody from work or your school or family member. So it does, it really goes back to kind of envisioning that you are in that room. And what I used to tell people, and when I was a young reporter, I quickly realized if you're at like a 75 when you're 75% when you're talking to somebody in real life, you need to up that 25% to like 100 if you're talking to a camera, whether it's a TV camera or a computer camera. And so right now, like the way I'm talking, that's not, you know, I'm upping my energy level because that's how you show that you're excited about something, that you're interested. The person at the receiving end who's listening. And so just, I would agree, totally agree with Tracy, just practice, you know, just as you would do for a normal interview, but try doing it. And the beauty of all, you know, these products and the computer is that you can record yourself and really see how you're doing. And I think that's going to be the best way to really sell yourself is to be able to really finesse how you're communicating, whether it's interviewing or just having a professional conversation in this kind of a setting.
I think those are all great points, and I do appreciate that, you know, using this, the platforms that you can and practicing and recording yourself, I think is really important. I mean, we are the future of the recruiting world, at the very least, is video recruiting and interviewing and recording yourself, answering some questions. You know, we're rolling some of those features out ourselves at Growmark in terms of video recruitment. And so there's a lot of opportunities for students in particular to just really take advantage and make the most out of this virtual situation, as you guys have mentioned. So I do appreciate that. A couple of final questions here for you guys. Is there any final advice that you would give the students here today on how they could make the most out of this situation, just to kind of put a bow tie on what you said so far? What would be your final advice?
For me, I use LinkedIn a lot just to kind of keep up to speed on, you know, different professional updates or I follow. And so I also see a lot of students on there who have either connected with me or I've connected with them through the years. And so I really think, you know, students are great at using LinkedIn. I would just recommend if you are using it or any other professional platform, just make sure that your profiles are complete, that you're really putting everything out there. And again, we go back to what Tracy and I were talking about. Make sure it's complete, but make sure it's concise, because people do not want to read through like essays on any of those profiles. You know, bullet points are your friend in these types of situations. And then for, you know, the virtual recruiting events, which, you know, Kale and Clayton, you guys are now immersed in that type of a situation. And I'm sure it's totally different. But, you know, I would think the same thing applies, is really making sure that you're willing to put yourself out there in those and really get up to speed on the companies and the organizations that you're really interested, so that, you know, you're showing that interest level and that excitement. And, you know, the one thing I do want to hit home, because I think this applies to so many different things, whether it's personal or professional, is really try and perfect your writing skills, because it's so important, whether we're in this type of environment or if eventually we all go back to work, you know, just being able to communicate in written form is just so critical, because that's what's going to get you in the door, and that's what's going to lead to further opportunity. So that would be the one thing I really want to hit upon.
Great. All great advice. Thank you, Chris. Tracy, is there any final thoughts that you have?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. And again, it's really just bringing everything back around that we've already discussed today. But I think most importantly is to remember to be a communication conduit. And so in order to do that, you've got to figure out all of the tools that you have access to and make them all work. You know, if it's your first time being on a Teams call and that's your interview platform, then get a couple of friends together and have a practice session the night before. If you don't have a Zoom account, you know, create a Zoom account if that is what you know you're going to be having that call. A recruiter the next day. And so whatever the tools you have at hand, use those. And like Chris was saying, in regards to written communication, now's the time to really be able to take a lot of those online writing classes that you probably wouldn't have selected to do in a regular environment. But I could not agree more that written communication is something that each one of you as students, potential interns, potential full-time hires, we need people that know how to communicate, and we need people that know how to do that very clearly, and that you're not using text lingo all the time, that you know how to write complete sentences and do the things that written communication is all about. And so utilize your online writing lab resources, any of those electronic resources that you have to help you become a better writer is going to be very important. And then two more things that I just really want to highlight, and that is to create interaction and not just transaction. And what I mean by that is really engage whoever it is from that organization that you've been talking to. You know, don't just reply to with answers. Interact with that person. Have some of those good questions, those probing questions that you would have asked in a regular interview. Have those at hand and continue that conversation. You don't always have to wait for that organization to communicate back with you. Keep that dialogue moving forward and continue asking some really great questions. And then finally, I just want to remind you all, and regardless of whether we're in this virtual environment or if we're in our regular environment like we've known, grant people some grace, give them some forgiveness, provide some patience and understanding, and most of all, be kind. The people that you're interacting with different organizations may not have the technological skills that you have as a college student. And maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they've been doing this virtual climate for much longer than you have. And if that's the case, it's okay. It's so important in this time of change that we're in that we really emphasize the importance of granting that grace and having some forgiveness. And so above all, show your flexibility and have some patience, have some understanding. We're all going to get through this together. And I just think it's a really great opportunity for you as a college student to be able to engage in so many different kinds of conversations, whether that be through a Zoom kind of platform or a telephone. Pick up your phone and make those phone calls. It doesn't always have to be an email or a text or through LinkedIn or anything like that. And so with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Kayla and to Clayton and see how you guys can bring us home on this great topic.
Can I add one thing, Tracy? Because I think that everything you said was so important and beneficial. And the one thing I want to add off of your kindness point is what really helped me in almost any job that I was interviewing for was always following up with the interviewer or interviewers with a thank you email or even a thank you written note. And I think that goes so far because it shows that you appreciate their time. And even if it's just an informational interview where there's not necessarily a position open, doing that really, it's going to make that person remember you as an individual and somebody who is interested and gracious and appreciative of their time. So I just wanted to throw that in because that has, you know, helped me and it's also helped people that I've hired over the years. So great points, Tracy. And I think this is so important because, you know, it's a different world. And I hope that this helps some of the students out there.
Awesome. I think that those are some great words from you guys and great advice. And I know Clayton and I probably feel the same way. And those acts of kindness and just a graciousness and generosity for the time spent and the opportunity to speak to employers and that kind of stuff. We appreciate those notes and those moments with the students, and it does help us remember them for sure. So Clayton, is there anything we're missing or anything you want to add to take us out here?
No, I absolutely love everything that y'all said. I really do appreciate you and both of you joining us today to talk to all the NAMA students out there. The one thing that I'll say, you both brought this up, is really COVID is not an excuse. This is the perfect opportunity to exercise your communication skills and develop and prepare yourself for the future. I mean, you are here at an advantage where other college students weren't there. So you're learning and growing at a much more fast pace compared to when I was in school or when Kayla was in school. And so take advantage of that opportunity, seek out new opportunities. And, you know, as Chris mentioned, we are highly engaged in virtual events. So please take advantage of those opportunities. I promise you, we're not just doing those for the sake of doing them. We want you to take something away from that, a good learning moment. So engage. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Chris, so much. We're really excited that everybody listening took the time. Please share this with your friends. And make sure that you check back in with us next month on our new topic for the NAMA podcast. So thanks so much, and everybody enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.